You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're going to stay with Puerto Rico now. The island is still without a reliable electrical grid, though some people have turned to solar power. One problem is President Trump's tariffs on solar panels could be hurting some efforts to help islanders, like the work being done by an organization in West Virginia. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Glynis Board has our story.
Far from the ocean, after driving hours on narrow, winding mountain roads, there's a rural community in central Puerto Rico called Tetuan Tres. 8 months after Hurricane Maria, families here are still recovering from the disaster.
No pensábamos que esto iba a ser tan grande.
We didn't think it was going to be so big. It took everything, left us with nothing.
That's Ana Molina Santiago. She and her husband run a Pentecostal church in Tetuan out of their home, and for years they've also cared for adults with special needs. And now their home is really full. After Hurricane George 20 years ago, their daughter had to move in with them. Now Hurricanes Irma and Maria have forced their granddaughter and great-grandkids to move in as well. Living in a house with so many people has not been easy.
Mi esposo, pues, con sacrificio.
My husband sacrificed and got a generator so that the children sleep okay and aren't too hot. The mosquitoes are relentless. The big sacrifice is the cost of the gasoline.
A number of areas in Puerto Rico are still without electricity, and government officials in the nearby town of Utuado say there are places in this region where power may never be restored. One West Virginia businessman is trying to bring light to these island families.
So this will give you about 5 hours of lighting.
Rustin Seaman is president of New Vision Renewable Energy. A pastor in his small town of Phillippe, West Virginia, he's come to Puerto Rico to carry on what he calls a West Virginian tradition of taking light into dark places. But instead of coal, he's using sunlight.
That's our product.
In the back of a church in Utuado, he shows me a solar-powered light his organization developed, one bright enough to illuminate a room. It's a little bigger than a shoebox made with recycled political signs, of all things.
It gives enough light to the whole house so that families can be productive at least a few hours after the sun goes down.
Seaman partners with local entrepreneurs in affected regions like Puerto Rico. In the last 4 years, his nonprofit has equipped rural energy-deprived communities in about 40 countries with 3,900 solar light kits and the skills to maintain them.
What we want to do is end up providing kits of supplies, empowering people to do some of the assembly work in their own neighborhood, and that'll be a good day.
Kits include casings, LEDs, batteries, and solar panels. Back in West Virginia, groups like these fourth graders at Phillippe Elementary School assemble the casings. Sierra Crosston is among the students fitting the casings with reflective materials and LEDs. Then the final touch, students sign each light and include personal notes.
We are very joyful that we got to help you and your family in Puerto Rico. I hope the solar light work and you enjoy them.
Seaman says moments like these create purpose in the lives of his community. That purpose, he says, fosters mental health in places like West Virginia and Puerto Rico, where poor economy and natural disaster give way to some harsh realities. But while he works to develop stronger communities around the world as per his mission, he hasn't developed a highly lucrative business model with these lights. Each costs about $110. He relies on donations to cover the cost of batteries and solar panels. So it came as a shock when he discovered the panels were 30% more expensive in light of the Trump administration's new tariffs.
We should be receiving incentives because we're trying to help people that are in need of assistance. When they do a big global tariff, they don't think about the consequence to a problem like Puerto Rico.
About 170 lights are on their way to Puerto Rico. Local partners on the island say the lights will go to people still trying to recover, as well as those preparing for this year's hurricane season. In West Virginia, I'm Glynis Board for Marketplace.
And you can check out all our Puerto Rico coverage. Go to marketplace.org and search for Economics of Disaster.